protect, to watch your garden. That's what you did it for. And you are taking yourself away, you're not going to use the roofs at all. What's the law? You want to carry two amos on top of your gag, and then there's an omud. There's a big platform right next to the gag. Can you carry onto that platform? So the shalom is according to the Rabbonin, that you can't carry from one gag to another gag. What about here onto a platform? So Drashi, beis amos the gag there. Kirav Srila, he goes according to Rav. The Yoma Gag Shabain Agagin Ain Metatlum Boyela Badal. The Yasri Adodi. He can't carry one to the other, and he can't even carry more than Dal Damis. Is Mal the Trashto to Tulay Miyachas Mihen, Lo Omud, Ho Oymed Rishus Rabim, Somachle Gavoy Yud Brach of Dalit. Hey, right next to your roof, there's a Rishus Rabim, and in the Rishus Rabim, there's an Omud. There's a platform there that's 10 Fochim high, so it's come out like level to your roof. Are you allowed to carry now onto this platform or not? Is Omar Rabba, Rabbi answered back, my kami boyle, what's your shayla here? Karmelis v'shus ha-yachid, kami boyle. L'chur, it's a karmelis here. And you want to carry into your v'shus ha-yachid, avad v'tzaza? So Rashi, karmelis v'shus ha-yachid, kami boyle, v'tzmiya, kolayma, pshita v'yosa. So a gag karmelis who? His gag now has a different karmelis. Kidiyoma, like you said, what ain't metalklam boy, ela badalit. You can only be metatl on top of your roof four amas, not more. The yomid rishus yochid. The yomid is a good rishus yochid. So since on top of your gag, since it's porous from lui, it's open completely to the next rishus, it has a din like a karmelis on top of your roof. So pshita you can't carry from your roof onto another rishus yochid. Pshita that should be yosser. The Rav Zemar Rami Bachlam, what was it? Why did he ask the shayla? Agar chufa layayin vo. Since he was so sharp, He didn't look into this shayla. Shash Ron Bachoma Agav Chufei. Hashas Karon Bachoma. Nami Vadin Lo Yiboy Lei. Let me boy Yochev. That wasn't this shayla either. El Agav Chufei Miya Bishilosei. Since he was so sharp, he asked the question very fast. Lo Ayin Boy Yochev. Wasn't Mayin good into the shayla. El Ochi Kimi Boy Lei. This is really what he meant to ask the shayla. Beis Amos Pegan. You want to carry two amos on top of your gag. And right next to it is an achsadra. It's like an open torch. Are you allowed to carry on it? So Rashi learns, this open torch belongs to another person. Are you allowed to carry on top of the roof of that torch? Which is Yosem mi Beis Asayim. It's wider than a Beis Asayim. V'yein lo mechitza, it has no mechitza. V'yein lo pi tikra, the name of Yorg Vesayim. The avida ki yazil b'shavua k'gag nishlonu, kitza, you can't say pi tikra. So the kitza, that this achsadra is wider than a Beis Asayim, so it also has a lock like a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damis in this porch. And who are then on top of your roof, according to Rav, also has a din like a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than four amis. So maybe both of them have the same type of rishus. So maybe you're allowed to carry two amis from your roof and two amis onto this porch, since the porch is also is more than a base of sayim. So it has an isser the same way like the gag. You can't carry more than dal damis. Maybe they're both the exact same rishus. Now, me, I'm going to do is say, Kivon d'loy haichos l'dira, v'loy haichos l'dira. Chad rishusi, they both more or less look alike. On top of a roof, it's not right to live there. And on top of an achsadra, on top of an open porch, also you can't live there. So mel is like one rishus. So you can carry beis amos and beis amos. Yeah, oidilmanein, kivon d'migag l'gag osur, migag l'achsadra nami osur. And we're now according to the Rabbanan sheet of the Mishnah. The Rabbanan say from one roof to another roof is osur. So maybe who are then from one roof to an achsadra, to another porch, since that porch belongs to somebody else, even though it's not a mokum diri, you don't live there, still, maybe an achsadra is called another rishus. That you're not allowed to carry even two amas from your gag into two amas to the achsadra. That was the shayla. And in this talk, it blies by a shayla. Shashi chad rishusu, v'yafo pi shenim shal shechud, ein dem chilit rishusum, v'afilu rabbonim. When you have two different roofs, since people live underneath it, it makes it two separate rishuyas. But by an open torch, nobody lives in it, so maybe you are allowed to carry from your gag onto the achsadra. Or Dilma, no. Kivon the migag lagag osa tamayad rabbonim mishum the kapit ashinu bailim, who migag asadra nami.
not a vort that atop of the Gog Zin, that underneath the Gog, people live there. Maybe that's not the vort. The vort is of the Maisi carrying two different shriyas. It belongs to two different people, that's all. This roof belongs to Reuven. This roof belongs to Shimon. So you can't carry from one rishus to another rishus. Who are then you want to carry from the top of your roof to the top of another porch? Even though underneath that porch nobody lives, but since that porch belongs to somebody else, maybe it's also Vosser. That was the Shiloh. And then Islam, this channel take the bias by Shiloh. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding the Tzadik Omer Aleph. Yeah, again, the Gemara starts off. Voi Romi Bachoma. He has the Shiloh from Romi Bachoma. Shte Yamas Begag, U Shte Yamas Beomut Mahu. Are you allowed to carry two Amis on top of one roof? Onto right next to the roof, there's an omud, there's a big high platform, which is 10 tfachim high, mustama rochim, more than dalad by dalad. Can you carry two amis from the roof onto the platform? So Rashi says, to Rav Svirle, we're asking the shayla according to Rav, the yoma that Rav Shitri is gag shebein hagagin. If you have one roof next to another roof, ein metaltlam boy ela bedalad, the yasri hadodi. One roof asses on the other roof. Since we do not say good asik because the mechitzes are not nikaros, so therefore one roof asks on the other roof. So Rav Shitter is, you can't carry more than dalad amis on the roof. What about carrying two amis on the roof onto two amis onto the omud, which is right next to the roof? That was Rami Bachom Misharlam. So he answered him back, Omar Rabbo, my tummy boiloi. So Rabbi had a time to him, like, what is Yishayla here? Like, the treat of this is also. Karmelis for Rishus HaYochel tummy boiloi. He asked him in the Chura Shaila if you're allowed to carry from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid, like Pshita Tosa. So Drashi, B'tzumiyah Kloima Pshita the Yosef, to a Gag a Karmelis who, ke the Arminan Ein Metaltlam Boyele Bedalit, to Yomid Rishus HaYochid. Since the Gag, according to Rav, is also to carry from one Gag to another Gag, and not only that, but you can't even carry more than Dalad Amos on top of one Gag, so it has it in like a Karmelis. So Pshita you can't carry from this Gag onto another Omud, which is Gavoya Yud and Rochiv Dalad, which has a Shem Rishus HaYochid. Pshiti, not allowed to carry from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. Yes, so the Gemara says, the Romi Bar Chomo Agab Churfe Lo Yayin Bo. Has really, Romi Bar Chomo also didn't mean to ask the Shiloh. Now Agab Churfe, since he was so sharp, he like Lo Yayin Bo. He wasn't Mayan into the exact Shiloh. Like Rashi says, Hashas Koma, the Gemara is saying this. That's not what he meant to ask. Since he was so sharp, he asked the shal a little bit too fast. It wasn't my ingredient to exactly what the shal was should have asked. The Gemara says though, this is what Rami Bar Chama meant to ask the shal. Mahu, are you allowed to carry two amis from the gag onto an achsadra, which is like an open porch, on the top, on the roof of an open porch. Is that called a different rishus, or it's called the same type of rishus that both of them have a shem karmelis that you're allowed to carry four amis? So therefore, you can carry two amis from the gag into two amis of the achsadra. So Rashi learns, Boch yudu mi boilei, beiz amis pegag, shebein hagagin. Again, you have this roof, which is attached to the other roofs. So according to Rav, it has a din like a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than dalad amis. Ubeiz amis biachsadra. Now the next two amis you want to carry on top of a porch. So drashi shobaylo macherim, that this porch belongs to somebody else. Agave tikra shelachsadra, on top of the roof of the porch, which is yoisim ebeisosayim. V'yein lo mechitza, doesn't have any mechitzas. V'yein lo pitikra, the name of yorid v'soisim. Tiavide ki yuzila b'shipua, the gagin shalonu. It's not a point at the end, but it's made slanty. Therefore, you don't say pitikram. Ukadarmin of Yosef Passin. Dash to heavy lo nami karmelis. Mal utalto mizelezit. This is the Shiloh. The kid said that on top of the porch, it's Rashi learns that it's more than a base of sign. So therefore, it has a din karmelis. And secondly, Rashi says, because the mechitzah, there are no mechitzah there. Really, the Mashur rests of a question. What do you have to have both tamim for? It's enough just to say that it doesn't have any mechitzas, or else it's more than a base of sign. But the kid said, you're not allowed to carry on top of this roof, on top of this porch, more than dalad amis, because also it's a karmelis. So that's the shaila. Can you carry now from the roof onto the top of the porch, since they're both called like a karmelis? That's the shaila. The Mora says, Mi amrinon, do we say, kivon do loy hai chaz ledira, for loy hai chaz ledira, chaderushusahi, since both on top of the roof and on top of the porch, it's not a mokum roy ledira, therefore it's considered like it's the same type of a rishus, and you're allowed to carry dal damis, or two and two, it's called chad rishusam, even though they belong to two different people. So what? But since it's not miyuchud ledira for separate people, it's not mechalik. Like Rashi says, chad rishusi, even though they don't belong to one person, still there's not mechala, doesn't separate the rishuyis. Even according to Rabbonin, the Rashi's masba, the reason why the Rabbonin say from one roof to another roof you're not allowed to carry, that's because it's underneath the roof. Private people live there, and that's mechalak to make it like separate apartments. Therefore, even on top of the roof, also you can't carry. Mashen came here on top, underneath the porch. Also, nobody's living. It's not called a mokam roladira, so it's not mechalak dirshus. So therefore, you are allowed to carry from the roof on top of the porch. The Gemara says, "Iduma." The other side is maybe not. Iduma, maybe not. Kivun the migag legag also. Just like according to the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to carry on the top from one roof to another roof. I tell you, maybe still it's us to carry from the roof onto the porch. There shouldn't be any nafkamina. So Rashi was the svaray duma. Kivin the migag legagosam. Tamayu the rabbonim mishum the kafti yashinu bailam. Maybe the svaray from the rabbonim is why one gag to another gag is awesome, not because the svaray, since underneath the gag, private people live there, so the dira is mechalik. But maybe stam, since it belongs to two different people, the shinu bailam is mechalik. The melo migag le'achsadre nami, who are then to carry from Reuven's roof to on top of Shimon's porch, maybe it's also, since it belongs to two different people, that's mechalik. So that's why the Gemara obliged by a suffix. So the Gemara another shayla now. Boyi Rav Beva Barabaya. Rav Beva Barabaya, yes, another shayla. Beis amas begag u beis amas bechurba. Mahu. Again, according to Rabbanan Shita, that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, what about the carry to a churba? A churba is usually a broken down house that nobody is living there right now. Can you carry two amas from the gag into the churba? So Rashi, b'churba shel acherim, that this broken down house, the haunted house, belongs to somebody else, uprut to the rishus rabim. It's also opened up to the rishus rabim. The havinami karmelis kagag abein agagim. The churba, now that it's opened up to the rishus rabim, it's also called the karmelis. So it has the same din like on top of the gag. So Mela should be muta to carry from one from the gag onto the into this churba. So also Samori answers, Omar Rav Kano said back to him, Lav Hainu the Rami Bachomo, isn't this the same shiloh the Rami Bachomo asked the shiloh before? Like what are you asking another shiloh for? The churba is the same shiloh if you allow to carry from a roof to a top of a porch. Omar Rav Beva Barabaya, so Rav Beva Barabaya answered back, no. Like, am I coming in somebody else's name just to start fights, just to ask questions? In other words, if somebody else already asked the shayla, I won't ask the shayla again. So, Mustama, what I'm asking now is another shayla. Why is my shayla another shayla? It sounds like this. Maybe the reason why it should be allowed to carry from the roof to the top of a porch, because the porch, no, it's not even chozi, it's not even roy, you can't live there. It's not a mokum that you can live in an open porch. It's not a mokum tsnua. It's not a private place you don't live in. Vashenkein v'churba chaz ledira. This broken down house now, true, the walls caved down. But with a little fixing up, you can make it again into a house, roy ledira. V'chim meyacha the chaz ledira. So, Melo, that's the time to say why this is awesome. Why a churba is worse than an achsadra, than an open porch. So, Gemara says, v'chim meyacha the chaz ledira. If you're telling me a svara now that a churba, a broken down house, is worse, it's more like a mokum roy ledirum than a porch is, so what is your shayla? So the Marin says, an im tim tzolay mekomer. He means to ask the question only if you'll say one way on the first shayla. What does that mean? Im tim tzolay mekomer. If you will say, ach sadra, loichaz ledira, if you're going to tell me that locher is according to in the first Iboy of Rami Bachoma, that you are allowed to carry two amas in a gag on top of two amas on top of the porch, the reason why it's mutra, I'll tell you maybe because lechaz ledira. because on top of the porch, it's not even roy to live. Nobody can live there. It's not a makom tznuah. That's why the din is that it's mutter. Now, I'll ask the shalos, though, churba chaz l'dira. But maybe a churba to carry two amas from the roof into the churba, maybe that's awesome. Even though right now nobody's living in the churba, but since it's possible to fix it up and it become roy l'dira, so it should be awesome. That's why I have a shalom. By Duma, my other side of the suffix is Hashtemiyo less bedurin, but I call upon him right now, nobody's living in this churba, so that's why it should be muta, teiko. Mainly by teiko, is it muta or not? According to Rabbanan Shita, you're allowed to carry from the roof into the churba. So that's the more by a suffix. So Rashi's mazba, emtim tzalayma koma, kalayma. Like Shita, l'rav bivi, that heavy churba chaz ladira. It's not so poshid that a churba is royal ladira. That a churba, a broken down house, is a little bit better, more tzatasar, than an open porch is. He wants to ask the bigger question now than the first question. Avadi only means to ask the question if the first side is mutim. If you tell me, according to the first shayla, that's mutim, you are allowed to carry from the roof onto top of a porch, I'll ask you another shalom now. What about carrying into a churba, into a broken down house? I say only over there that on the porch nobody's living. That's why it's muta. Alva churba chaz ladira. Mashenk in a churba, it's muta to live. V'tikin muat. With a little tikin, you can fix it up. I do make a fart, and the other side is no. Right now nobody's living in the churba. That's the reason why it should be muta. So this thing is by a suffix. The suffix according to it's a suffix according to the rabbanon, or you're allowed to carry from your roof into a churba. Now that the halacha is not negaya, because halacha we pass the musunsi like Reb Shimon. As Reb Shimon says, Peter, you're allowed to carry from a chotze to a gag to a carfei. All these things are mutim. As long as the keli did not start off at the beginning of Shabbos in the house, the kelim only started out in the chotzer or on top of the gag, you're allowed to take this keli from one gag to another gag, to a churba, to an achsadra, to a karfif, to a mavi, any rishus is muta, providing the role in a rishus yachid that has dal mechitis around him, like we'll soon see later. But right now the Gemara is clear on the shal according to Rabbon and Shita. Zemar Vaita. Gagin hashovin the Rab Meir. What's going to be the law according to Rab Meir again? Rab Meir Shita in the Mishnah was that the roofs, if they're shoved at the equal level, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. Because really Rab Meir holds, like Rab Shimon Shita, that one roof to another roof is called one rishus, that you're allowed to carry. So Rab Meir only made exer in the Mishnah that if one roof is higher than the other roof, ten tfachim, you can carry. But Kozuman Gagin Hashavan Rameya, if the roofs are equal level, you're allowed to carry the chur from one roof to another roof. The Gag Yichidil Rabbonin, who are then according to Rabbonin Shita, that they say from one roof to another roof, you're not allowed to carry, but that's only if you have two roofs next to another. What about if you only have one roof by itself? The chur of Shita is mutter to carry. Is what's the locha? Is Ravoma mutter talta bakulay. Rav holds, you should know, you're allowed to carry on top of the whole roof. Hey, since according to Rabbanan, there's only one roof to the churub shita's mutter. Who then according to Rab Meir? Since Rab Meir shita is the gagim amutter, so melus mutter carry bakulay. Churub shita is poshit. The Shmuel says the chiddush. Who Shmuel amano ein metaltlem boy ela bedalish. You're only allowed to be metaltl only daladamis, not more than daladamis. What's the swara? Ravo ma mutter talta bakulay. Rav says here, you're allowed to be metalta bakulay. You're allowed to carry on top of the whole roof. For the Gemara Eshchin's Kasha the Rav ad Rav, the Chur the Stira Rav on Rav. Before Rav learned that according to Chachamim, that one roof to another roof is also, you should know you're not allowed to carry on top of each roof more than Daladamas. So even on top of one roof, you can't carry more than Daladamas. So how come Rav Paskins here that according to Rav Meir, or according to the Rabbonin, that with a Gag Yechid, if you only have one roof, you are allowed to carry all around it. The Chur is a Stira. Now the Gemara Poshit. Ho som le min kira mechitzta. When does Rav say that according to the Rabbonin, you can't carry more than Daladamis? That's only like we had on the Yomid before, when the roofs are attached, come out one to the other. So in between one roof and another roof, you can't say good achik there. because by looking on top of the roof, you can't see the mechitza of the house. Since the two roofs are attached one to the other, that's called mechitza to lay minkura. You can't see the bottom walls of the house. Therefore, you don't say good asik. Therefore, there's no wall coming up dividing one roof to the next roof. So since, according to the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, therefore they ask us there or there, therefore Rav says you can't carry more than Dal Damas. Mashenken hocho min kira mechitzta. Here we're talking about, according to the Rabbanan Shita, you only have one house, one roof. So if there's only one roof there, on all four sides of the roof you could look down, and you can see the walls of the house. So since you can see the walls of the house, Shita, we say good asik, that the walls of the house continue and go straight up to the Shemayim. Therefore, on top of the roof, it is called the Rishus HaYochid. And here, Rav holds, you're allowed to carry all around the roof. And who are then according to Rav Meir? According to Rav Meir Shita, that even though you have a few roofs attached one to the other, but Rav Meir Shita is, they don't ask the Zelzer. You're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. It's all called one Rishus. So, Ebezoi, where do you have to say good asik now? Where do you have to put the mechitzas around this big roof now to be matter? Around the outsides of the roof you have to make the mechitzas. Not in between one roof to another roof, because you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof according to Rav Meir. So as long as you have mechitzas going all around the sides, the four sides here, if you could say good asik on the four sides, you have mechitzas coming up. So inside is called one big Rishus HaYochid. And also, these four sides, Avad was called Mechitza HaNikeres. You could look down. Like at the ends of the wall, of the ends of the roof, you look down and you see the wall of the house. So we say, good asik, the walls of the house can continue going straight up. It's only a question, according to Rabbanan Shita, that they hold from one roof to another roof, you're not allowed to carry. So the only reason, the only tzad to be matir, is if in the middle, between one roof and another roof, you would say, good asik, and make a Mechitza to divide them. The Rav Shita before was that since the two roofs are attached one to the other, it's not Nikah Mechitza, you don't say good asik. But that's only according to Rabbanan Shita, that one roof and another roof are also Zeh. Then you have to have Mechitza between the two of them. But according to Rav Meir Shita, that one roof to another roof is mutter to carry, so you don't have to have any Mechitza between one roof and another roof. It's just on all four sides, the end sides of the roof, and now you have five roofs attached. So the four most end sides, you have to be able to look down and see the walls of the house. And here you could do that. On all four ends, you could just look down and see the walls of the house. So that's called Mechitas Hanikaris. So we say, good asik, the walls of the house go straight up. And therefore, on top of the roof, Shita Smuta to carry. This is the Pshat according to Rav. Yeah, now the Gemara says, Ushmuel Omar Eimetaltlam Boyele Badaladamis. Shmuel though says no. Even though you only have one roof here, according to Rabbanan, you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damas. Who are then, according to Rav Meir Shita, if you have a few roofs attached one to the other, you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damas. The Chorofrat Gemara, Kashi de Shmuel, Ad Shmuel, the Chorofrat Shmuel before said that even according to Rabbanan Shita, when you have one roof next to the other roof, even though it's also to carry from one roof to another roof, but we do say in between the two roofs, we say good asik. Even though you can't see the walls of the house, so what? Even though it's not nikur, but without mitzias, there are walls of the house there. We consider those walls going straight up. We say good asik, and it was considered as if there's a mechitza in between the two roofs. So therefore, Shmuel said, even according to the Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, but on top of each roof, you are allowed to carry all around the roof, even more than Dal Damas. And here Shmuel's saying no. Shmuel's saying, Zai, according to Rav Meir Shita, that you are allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, still you can't carry more than Dal Damas. And what then he says, according to Chachamim, if you only have one roof on top, you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damas. According to Stephen Shmuel, why not? According to Shmuel, Shita should be mutter to carry all around the roof. So Gemara answers, Hosom loy have yosef v'beis hasayim. Before we're talking about that each roof is not more than a beis hasayim. So therefore, Shmuel says, according to Chachamim, when the roofs are attached one to the other, still we say good asik. In the middle, the mechitza comes up. So each roof by itself is less than the beis hasayim. So since we say good asik, the mechitzas come up, it's mutter to carry all around the roof. It's called the Rishus HaYochid. That's Pshan the Mishnah. Habahocha here in this Braisa here, that Shmuel is saying, you should know, you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damis. Have a Yosim Beis HaSayim. We're talking about now even this one roof, according to the Chachamim, or else even according to Rameya, each roof by itself, we're talking about here now, is wider than a base of sign. So Mela Bahani Mechitzas Lamato Avidun, Lamala Loy Avidun. Even though we're going to say good asik, that the sides of the house, the walls of the house, go straight up and make a mechitza on top of the roof, but Lamaisa is like this. When you have an area more than a base of sign, more than 70 yams by 70 yams, with the rabbon, and you're not allowed to carry inside this, then like a caramelist. Only if the mechitzas were made hukos adira. If you build up the mechitzas bedafka to live inside there, much like a house. Even if you have a tremendous big palace, which is more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, still you're allowed to carry inside the palace, because the mechitzas there were made to live in. Now here, we're talking about in the bottom in the house itself, true. It's wider than 70 by 70. So in the house you're allowed to carry, because the mechitzas there were made with adira. Mashenkin on top of the roof. What type of mechitzas do we have on top of the roof? We only have lomdishrim mechitzas of good aspect. There's no real mechitzas there. We're only extending the mechitzas of the house. So Shmuel says this din that you extend the mechitzas of the house to say good aspect, it's not considered like these mechitzas are made levirim. Therefore, the mechitzas on top of the roof cannot be matyu to carry if the area is more than a base of sayim. So that's the kint to Shmuel Zetzingayin here now. We're talking about this one roof, according to Chachamim, is wider than a base of Sayim. Therefore, you're not allowed to carry there, even though you have mechitzes, because these mechitzes are not hukuf l'dirim. Like the Gemara says, that you could carry yosim a base of Sayim. It's like an open park, which is more than a base of Sayim, more than 7 yams or 7 yamis. Shlei hukuf l'dirim. That even though there are mechitzes there, but since the mechitzes were not made for the purpose of living there, it's not called mechitzes, and the klal is v'chol karfeit yosim beis hasayim shloi hukof ledira. Anytime you have an open park which is more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, and the mechitzes were not put up there with kavana to live inside it, is alach ein metaltlam boy elu b'dalad. But the rabbanon has alach like a karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry more than daldamis. So that's why Shmuel says it's also here. Not fair. Shmuel before was talking about that the roofs were less than a base of sayim. But here on the case that each roof is more than a base of sayim, even though you say gudasik, so what? The mechitzas are not called hukuf l'dira. This is Shmuel's svara. Vayis says, what is Rav's svara? Rav holds no. Rav holds even though the top of the roof is more than a base of sayim. But Lamaisa said, what's the svara of gudasik? We're saying now the walls of the house are look like this, they're extended and come straight up. So Rav holds, it's like mamish, the bottom wall, which was hukuf l'dira, is extended now to the top. So it's still considered as if the mechitz on top of the roof is also called hukuf l'dira, because it's called an extension of the bottom wall. Now the bottom wall are the walls of the house. So since the walls of the house were made l'shem diron, so when you say gudasik to extend those walls, we also say the extended walls of gudasik is also considered like a hukuf l'dira. So that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that his mechitzas extended now is also called hukuf l'dirim, and Shmuel holds no. Since l'maisin is no real mechitzas, it's only a svar of gudasik, the mechitzas coming up is not considered hukuf l'dirim. Yeah, Moshe Vaitan. Itma, svina. What's the loch about carrying on top of a ship? If you're in a svina on Shabbos. Rav oma mut l'talta b'kulo. Rav holds you're allowed to carry all around in the ship on Shabbos. On top of the deck, you're allowed to carry, even though it's wider than the base of Sayim. It's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. But since there are mechitzas on top of the deck, and it's called hukuf l'dira according to Rav. Or Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says no. Ein metalt lembo elo b'dalet. You know, you're only allowed to carry dalon amis on top of the ship. So Mar says it like this. Rav oma mut l'talta b'kulo. Rav holds you're allowed to carry all around the ship. Why? Toho. Ika mechitzta. Palamaisa, you have mechitzas all around the ship, and it's called hook.